Some people think talking to plants is good for them. And now some research is showing that plants may be talking to each other. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. If you've always dreamed about building something and convinced yourself you never would learn how, that can all change starting today. Have you ever wanted to add on to your bathroom, build a bird feeder, a shelf, a shed, horse barn, or even a garage? If you've never done it before, it can be frustrating trying to figure it out on your own. For a limited time, we have free information about how you, with no experience, can build anything yourself at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. You see, most plans on the internet don't have the details you need. They don't include pictures, or they assume you are a master craftsman. This is a resource you've never seen before, a library of over 16,000 woodworking projects, all compiled to the single largest database in the world. Get step-by-step plans, blueprints, and your skill level does not matter. This one-time offer is available for the next 3 days at learntobuildnow.com. That's learntobuildnow.com. learntobuildnow.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 5th, the 64th day of the year. Evangelist Joel Olstein has a birthday, and the so-called Boston Massacre was on this day in 1770. Only a few decades ago, those who suggested that plants could talk to each other were relegated to the lunatic fringe. But some new research is suggesting there is a type of communication going on. When bugs chew leaves, for example, plants will release volatile organic compounds. Other plants can sense those volatiles and respond with their own protective defenses. Plants ranging from sagebrush to tobacco to lima beans routinely transmit such biochemical messages. The hope is that growers can eventually translate the plant chatter and use it to improve crop defense measures. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.